Blog Talk Radio.
Hope you enjoyed this success song's original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.
Yes, we do hope you enjoyed our theme song. It's My Time, My Time. You're tuned in to your Monday night edition of Home-Based Business 101. Having a few technical difficulties here, getting my switchboard back up, and my DeSello just hold on out there, and I should be able to bring you on very shortly. Today's show is, you know, Monday we do the show. You can't win if you don't plug in. You can't win if you don't plug in. And the theme and the purpose of that show is that for those of us that are involved in the YTB business is that we have to treat it like a business and make sure that we plug into the events and resources and the things that the company has available designed to help one become successful. And one of those resources is call that me and Monticello listen to every morning from 8 to 8:30 is a call with the Pruitts, and it is a tremendous call. I mean, it is helping us with our focus and our vision as we listen to the call. And one of the things that was shared this morning by Roland Atoris, who's a level 3 director in the business, which means his income is over $100,000 but not quite $500,000, who's looking to become a level 4 director, up to $500,000 a year. But he talked about how he got to where he's at, and basically he shared this morning that basically he got to where he's at by bringing 7 people in the business. That, and again, as we share with people, it's not you going out and getting 500 people to get to a director. It's bringing in a few people, and those people bringing in a few and bringing in a few and bringing in a few. But anyway, so the key to his success was 7 of these different people that he brought into the business. One lady he met in a taxi cab. Met her in a taxi cab. It was taking a cab together from Miami, from the airport to somewhere, and he met her in a cab, and he got to talking. And she asked him, would he come by and do a travel party for her? Well, he did a travel party for her, and 12 months later, she had over 700 people in the business. Wow, just, I mean, fantastic. He just talked about the different people that led him to different people, and he says because he plugged in, he communicated with folk, he's always sharing with people what he does. And again, what we share with people, the YTB opportunity, it's not trying to twist people's arm to do something, but basically sharing the opportunity and letting people make their own choice. But they can't make a choice if we don't share the opportunity with them. So it's important that we make sure, as we said, don't be secret agents and don't think somebody's already making enough money that they don't need any more money or that they might not be interested in the opportunity, because you never know what people, where people are at, what they want to do, and where they you know, might want to go. So it's very important to make sure that you constantly share and share and share and share and share. So that's one of the things that we personally plug into every morning from 8 to 8:30. And for others out there that's listening, that's on the team, that is also interested in that particular call, the number is area code 212-461-5800, 212-461-5800, and then the PIN code is 77000#. And that's put on by James and Marcia Pruitt, who are level 4 directors, who are millionaires in this company, who basically came into this business and, as they said, you know, shared information with people. Their big push came when one time James had to leave to go to Florida to share the opportunity with a pastor of a church. And from the pastor of that church, it led him to Roland Atoris, it led him to several other people. And, you know, he just talked about again is that if, you know, had not been for that particular hookup, that he does not know where he might would be in this business today. So, you know, he plugged into the system, used the system, and the system allowed him to be able to take advantage of being able to master this business opportunity. So it's very, very important to plug in, and like I said, that's one of the resources that I use every day in terms of plugging in into this business. I finally got my switchboard back up and everything. Monticello, you there?
I'm here, Satali.
Hello, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, yeah, sorry about that. You know, I'm running a little technical difficulties here, but I got you up and on the air. And, you know, as I was sharing the first part of our show in terms of you can't win if you don't plug in, it's about the call that we listen to every morning and, you know, how that has helped us with our vision and focus in terms of the business and, you know, just the way that we're approaching, you know, sharing this opportunity, knowing that it's important to get people in front of the presentation, Too often we try to talk to people and tell them everything about the business without them seeing a presentation, and we learn from this call that that is a no-no, that people see the presentation because the presentation can give them much more than we can in trying to do in a 10 or 15 or 20-minute conversation without any kind of visual effect. At this point, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you share about, you know, some of the things you also feel that's important for people to plug into.
Okay. One of the things, like you were talking about that call in the morning, if you want to become successful at something, one of the things you need to do is find somebody that's being successful at what you want to become successful at, and you find a person that's doing that and get them to mentor you. And that's what's happening with us every morning. There are millionaires and successful people on this phone call every morning at 8 o'clock, and we are actually being mentored by these people. And they're telling us everything that they do and encouraging us to do the same, because what we've learned is that if it's been done before, it can be done again. And so these people have actually had huge success with YTB, and what they're doing is they're sharing the steps and the processes that they went through to achieve the success level that they are on right now. And so plugging in and talking about plugging in, it's no different. Look, if you, as one of them said earlier today, if you use the same energy that you use to get up and go to that job and to get that job done at your place of employment, if you use that same energy in your own business, you'll become successful. Of course, you're going to have to be taught and trained what it is that you need to do. And so that's what we're doing with one of the phone calls that we listen to, and that's that 8 a.m. phone call. But the bottom line is you're going to have to be trained. You're going to have to, so that means plugging in. No, you don't have to punch a clock. And I think that's one of the things that makes it so difficult for a lot of people. They don't have to punch a clock. They don't have to answer to anybody. So therefore, they get unfocused and they end up not doing what they're supposed to do, plugging in. And then this thing snowballs into non-action, just taking non-action and doing absolutely nothing. But you can't get something if you don't do something. And that's something that you need to do, first of all, is plug into whatever the company is offering, whatever is available for you to learn from. Those are the kind of things that you need to be doing, plugging in. If you don't plug in, you won't win. You won't get it. You won't know what you're doing. You won't know the process. So if you don't plug in, there's no way you can become successful. And that's one of the things that we're learning, Satawi, as we plug into the conference calls and the morning calls and those type things. You have to plug in. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, it's so powerful. One of the things also that was interesting, like I say, you know, listening to the calls is when James's wife, Marcia Pruitt, shared information about reprogramming your mind, you know, which is so important for any endeavor that someone wants to do in terms of being in business for yourself. You have to, whether it's doing YTB or whatever type business that one is seeking to you know, push themselves forward, is that they have to be, we call it a paradigm shift, refocusing your mind so that you think different. As they say, you know, the old saying that, you know, people share so often in church, as a man thinketh, so is he. And, you know, it was just interesting listening to how her husband was talking about her making up her own tapes with her own voice on it, to listen into the car while she was driving and going around, to just refocus her mind and, you know, just plant some different thoughts and seeds, you know, in her mind, as opposed to the stuff that, you know, we just normally get bombarded with. You know, what was your take on that?
Well, one of the things that I do know is that, you know, the computer, the inner workings of a computer was designed from the mind, and so a computer can be programmed. Well, so can your brain can be programmed. And one of the biggest things that they were sharing with us is that too many people waste too much time in front of that television. Can you imagine all the time that you could gain to reprogram yourself to become successful if you cut that television off? That's just one biggie in a 24-hour day. So many people watch so much TV. And then the other thing, you're talking about, she recorded her voice so she could hear herself talking to herself, reworking her mind to get it where she wanted to be. Well, do that instead of listening to that radio. That radio, you know, we've all listened to radio over the years, and basically they play the same music all day long. They put out the same information all day long, and this is just repetitious. And my wife and I like to call that when we start hearing the same thing over on television or on the radio, we call that looping. And that's all they're doing. They're just regurgitating the same information. They just keep looping the same information. Well, think about if you pushed away from that television or if you cut that radio off and started listening to some motivational things, some things that's going to put your mind where you need to be to make your business zoom, make your business take off. And that's what it's all about. It's about putting yourself in the right place, getting yourself in the right frame of mind. To do that, though, you got to plug into something. The company offers so many avenues to plug into. We just have to take advantage of them and use them. So I'll just put it out there. Cut that television off. Push away from that television. Cut that radio off and use that time to plug in to the tools that the company offers and see how your business changes and how things start to happen for you, Satali.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's so powerful. Again, you know, I remember being at a workshop one time, and it was a workshop for spiritual development and growth, and the person said the following, said that if we wanted to get more in tune to God, or being more in tune to the Creator, they said, do not watch the news in the morning because it's going to start your day off depressed, and do not watch the news before you go to bed because it'll make you have bad dreams. Said if you got to check out the news, at least check it out in the middle of the day when you've had a chance to focus on how you want to view the world, and, you know, before you go to bed at night, focus on, you know, what it is that you want as far as hopefully being able to wake up and have another day. You know, and it takes me back to as a little child, you know, used to say this little thing, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the good Lord my soul to keep. And if I should die before I wake, bless mommy, daddy, and, you know, and so on. I mean, and at the time as a child, you know, I really didn't understand, you know, my grandmother, you know, having me say these little things or whatever. Now as I've gotten older, now I see why people use those mechanisms to try to have positive influence in your everyday life. And the thing of being in business for yourself is that, you know, we need to have positive influence in our everyday life. So that reprogramming of the mind is a very powerful thing. One of the other tools that the company offers for people to plug into is our massive CRT training, certification training for RTAs. Would you you know, enlighten the audience about that training and, you know, what you got out of it when you went through that training?
I sure will. First of all, you're in this environment. You're in this environment where everybody's on the same page. You're in this environment where You know, all the minds are like minds. Everybody's there for basically the same reason, and it's an electric atmosphere. You can feel the energy going through there. And then you're in front of some of the most tremendous leaders in the company. You've got national directors, people that are having success and being successful in the business, and they're sharing with you the information, sharing with you how they're being successful, the things that are taking them to where they're going. So the information that they put out is just so powerful. And then you'll have this, you'll have your training manual with you so you can take notes. They give that to you when you first get there. And you take that training manual and you get in front of these very exciting, very experienced, very successful people, and you put all of that stuff together with the environment that you're in, and it's just, it can almost be overwhelming, however, you know, you just disseminate the information and you take the stuff that you need, you take the information that you need, but they're putting that information out there, and it's done in a very fun way. I mean, these leaders, they're kind of laid back, but they are serious about what they do because they know that's what it takes to get that's what it took for them to get where they are, and they know that's what it's going to take for you to get where you want to go. But they put this information out there, and you just absorb it and take good notes. And when you get out of the environment, of course, you study those notes, and you practice, and you drill, and you rehearse, and you get this thing down to where you're comfortable disseminating the information, and then you just move forward from there. But everybody in this company, everybody that's thinking about coming in this business, you absolutely have to go to a CRTA training because it's going to open your world up about this business, this industry, and how you can win with YTB.
Yeah, and one of the beauties of the training is that the company allows people to come in and take the training and pay later. I mean, you know, a lot of times you can be involved in these type of opportunities such as this, you know, the opportunity that we're involved in. And, you're trying to position yourself to make some money. Maybe you might not, you know, have earned money right then and there. And, you know, but you're constantly putting out. Well, you know, in this company, they allow you to come in, attend the CRT training, and you can pay the $149 later. You can even bring guests to it that can observe the company and the business. It's a good way for using for prospecting without having to put out any upfront money. And if you're not satisfied with the training, the company will, even if you pay for it and you're not satisfied, will reimburse you your money. I mean, this is a company that really cares about people and, you know, puts people first in terms of perspective. So that's one of the things that I also thought was, you know, very, very fascinating about the CRT training that the company offers. The other thing that we have, again, as we talk about being able to plug into, is that everyone has a back office. You come into this business, whether you're an RTA or whether you're a rep, come in as a rep, you don't have to pay anything, and you have a back office. You don't have a travel portal yet in terms of people being able to book travel, but you can sell travel stores, and you have access to all of the training information right there in your back office, free for you to use at your own convenience, on your own time, on your own computer, whenever you want to. And then if you don't have a computer in your house, well, there's public libraries. I've had a situation one time where my computer was down. My computer wasn't down. Internet service, they had messed the bill up and stuff, and the Internet wasn't on for about 3 days while I was getting the bill straight. I was able to go to the library and still access my back office, my emails and other stuff, and, you know, maintain my business. But, you know, the state of the office, back office, and then also, you know, your website, and how you can also customize your website. Now, you have customized your website. Share with us, you know, about your customized website that you have and how you feel that is a great tool for you.
Well, one of the things that my wife and I, our website offers is videos. You know, when you're in network marketing, or when you're selling anything, a lot of people have a lot of questions, a lot of objections. You know, things that they need to, you know, they need answers to questions and whatnot. And so our website is designed so when those questions come up, you can actually click onto a video that will answer that question. You can click onto a video with information instead of you having to, you know, even though we educate ourselves about our business, instead of you having to sit there and explain it all coming from you, set them in front of the computer, and you can point and click and get them all the information they need, get their questions answered. And so that's one of the reasons that we upgraded to the site that we have. And you would think a site like that would cost a lot of money, but it doesn't. It basically costs about $9-$10 a month, and we pay that on an annual basis. But the site basically does all the work for you. I was on an appointment today, and I was telling the guy that I was talking to, he and his wife, I'm like, you know, in the beginning, you're not going to know a lot of stuff about this business, but as you go on, you're going to learn. But in the beginning, we want you to start making money right away. So basically, you use this computer, and you use the videos on the site, and let it do all the work for you. And from that, so you can get a bunch of people in front of a computer and let them get all the information at one time. And so one of the things that you want to learn how to do real fast is how to utilize your website to promote your business. Let it do the work for you. That's one of the things I love about this business, Satawi.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that is great. As we wrap up for this evening, I want to share with people, again, one of the other aspects of being able to plug in. Tonight is Monday night, and Monday night on the company line, YTB company line, which is 641-594-7505, and the PIN number is 601-340-POUND. You have it 8:30 Eastern Time, Getting Started with YTB. That's offered every Monday night. And Jamie Sharpless does a great job on going over with you the proper way to get started in this business. That's on Monday night. And then tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, they have Association Division Travel Training. That's a call to help you understand about working with nonprofits. And on Wednesdays, we have a real treat for people. It's called the Ladies Only Call, Wednesday afternoon at 12 o'clock. And again, that's done by Jamie Sharpless. And then on Thursday evening at 8:30, we have the weekly travel training call, in which sometimes we have Carnival Cruise Lines on and some of our other vendors that we use. So, you know, there's a lot of tools for people to plug into, and you can go right to your back office and everything else to be able to use the means that we talked about. I want to thank my co-host, Monticello Mitchell, again for joining in with us tonight. And
definitely
ask everybody to tune back in with us Wednesday night as we do the YTB Travel Show. And talk to you later, Monty. Take care.
Okay.
Close out with our theme song. Our time is coming to an end.
Sounds good.
Blog Talk Radio.